Hey, welcome to My Worst Date. I'm Cassie.
I'm Keegan.
I'm Christina.
My voice sounded like I growled at you. I'm Cassie.
I feel like I sound really gravelly too. I'm trying to like work out this morning funk because I slept really hard, which is the best, but it's also like you wake up and you're like, "What? Where am I? What year is it?
Who am I?"
Yeah.
And we also just had a long week too.
Yes, exactly.
Coming off of a big podcast conference, Podcast Movement Evolutions.
Yeah, I'm not jealous at all. Totally FOMO. Like the FOMO was so strong. I'm like, how much would it cost for me to fly to LA right now?
Yeah, but like you get to be in Germany and not in America. Yeah. So,
right.
You know, you win some, you lose some.
Yep.
C'est la vie,
it's been
I guess.
A minute since I've partied like that. You know, yeah. I've become kind of a bit of a hermit post lockdown, post pandy. So going out and actually like yelling over music for however many hours. And I actually was sore from dancing, which is the best feeling.
Ooh,
it's the best feeling.
I love that.
Because you don't have to go through the torture of working out, but you still get the satisfaction of having sore muscles and feeling like you did something. So that was really nice.
And, you know, after however many years of doing this, like Podcast Movement always makes me think of summer camp now. You know what I mean? Because it's like
totally.
It's people that you don't get to see regularly that you're just like, you get all excited. Uh-huh. You're like, oh my gosh. Like we got to hang out with Christina Barcy.
Love her.
Arielle Nissenblatt, who's
fantastic
women
beginning.
In podcasting. Yeah. And then we got to see like idols. I'm still on cloud nine that we got to have an actual conversation with Karen Kilgariff.
Yes.
From My Favorite
Friend
Murder.
Of the pod. Friend of the pod. Karen Kilgariff.
We're going to get a cease and desist. She's like,
yeah. We're like, we had one conversation, bitch. Calm down. Friend of the pod.
No, but that it was amazing because I think sometimes when you go to these things and you do meet people, because we've met people before that we've been a little starstruck by, not quite in the same way as like Karen, it's like a podcast icon. She really is. But I think sometimes when you meet people like that, it's kind of like a very brief thing. Like you're surrounded by a bunch of other people, you know, and in this scenario, we really got like alone time kind of because it was at the end of the night. There weren't a lot of people there. So it was really kind of just the three of us talking for like 15 minutes, which was really, really cool.
You know? Yeah, it was cool. I'm so jealous.
We also, Keegan got a nice long conversation with Jack and Miles from Daily Zeitgeist.
Yeah,
which is
you know,
nice.
I wonder,
again, friends of the pod.
Friends of the pod. I wonder how many listeners we have gotten to listen to Daily Zeitgeist.
Truly,
at this point, because we do talk about them so much that I'm like, maybe we just need all of our listeners to go. Comment on their posts.
I
know,
found because, you.
Yeah,
real.
But we've met before. Like we've met Jack and Miles before. But again, I don't know if it was just like the nature of this podcast movement or kind of like all of us being on our home turf, I think might be part of it as well. But we actually got to have like a really nice long conversation. And it was funny because I told them, I was like, I listen to your podcast every single day, and I do. And they release two episodes a day, and I usually listen to both of them. But that day I was running around like crazy. So I had listened to the first one, the big, long main episode, and then I hadn't gotten to their trending episode yet. And I listened to it the next day after I'd had this long conversation with Jack and Miles. And they were talking about how there's this kind of like controversy over eating sandwiches. Like, how do you eat a sandwich, right?
Okay.
Like, do you just eat it like straight through? Like, are you just like a crust-to-crust eater? And Miles was saying that he eats it like a fidget spinner where like he'll eat like the outside first so that you have like that last amazing bite in the middle that has everything. And Jack was talking to him like he is a serial killer. Like there is no other person on the planet who eats a sandwich this way. And I wish I'd listened to that episode before I talked to Miles because I feel like I could have made him feel so much better because I eat a sandwich exactly the same way.
It's a late gratification.
You
right?
have to.
You got
to
get those good bites.
I'm like,
yeah, you can have a crust bite last.
That's right. Like middle bite gang. Let's get together.
And for me, I feel like my sandwich hack I was telling Keegan is like, you know, when they cut it in half, I always eat the small part first, because if it's a good sandwich, then after I've eaten the small half, I get all excited because I'm like, I still have so much more sandwich.
Yeah. Dude, I fucking love sandwiches. I have to be honest. I think, like, underrated a good sandwich.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Truly.
It's our dinner probably like once every week and a half. We're like, do you want to do sandwiches tonight?
Yeah.
Mm, sandwiches okay. are fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm. FMK sandwiches.
Mm. Oh, grilled cheese, an Italian
French dip.
Yeah, Italian. You know, this is, it's hard for me now. I'm gonna have to judge it based on when I still ate meat.
Oh, right,
because that there are so many good vegetarian sandwiches, like
grilled cheese. You can still do grilled cheese.
Oh, and the variety of grilled cheeses that exist, like a caprese grilled cheese. Stop it!
I mean,
so fucking good with pesto on it. Amazing.
Stop.
But when I ate meat, an Italian sub. Always an Italian sub, fucking put vinegar and oil on that bitch. Like, do it up.
Mm. Yep.
Also, I'm Philly cheesesteak. Ugh, Philly cheesesteak sandwich. So good.
I love French dip. I think it is like a Philly steak, except without the green peppers. I hate green peppers.
Mm. Love them. Love it. Love it.
Are we just hungry?
I'm just so hungry, actually. And we have a long day of recording ahead of us, too. And I'm like, oh, man, I did not eat a snack because I could not drag my ass out of bed this morning. So I'm in a rough position. But Podcast Movement was super awesome. So big thank you to Spotify, who threw that last party that we went to. That last night, we made some new connects, some new friends, had a really good time on the dance floor. And then iHeart hosted the party where we got to talk to Jack and Miles. And that was really, really awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fun. I'm so jealous, but I'm glad you guys had a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, do you guys want to hop into story?
Yes.
Let's do it. I can go first if you want.
Go for it.
Okay. We went carpet shopping for his place and then dinner with his roommate, who was also his ex.
Oh, ooh. No. Absolutely fucking not. Absolutely not. People.
I'm just bringing my roommate with me. No, please don't.
Oh, God. How awkward.
Extremely awkward. Okay.
Okay, I got.
You go. No, go you ahead. Go.
Okay. New city, got hit with horrible pollen allergies, and we had a date outside. I sneezed at least 100 times on our 45-minute date, which is more than one sneeze per minute.
Oh, babe. Oh, no. Oh, babe. That is always... Can you start to feel embarrassed from the sneezing? Like, you've been there before, right? Where it's just like you start to feel... You're just like, this is embarrassing for me at this point that, like, I can't fucking stop sneezing.
I can't stop.
I go home.
My eyes were watering and bloodshot from so much sneezing, and everyone just staring at us did not get a second date.
Really? That's so surprising. Just not.
I feel like I would have so much empathy for that person.
Sucks.
But it's like, just go home. Just, it's, you gotta.
Just like, can we stop at a, we can go stop at a drugstore real quick and grab you some Claritin. I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to ease this in. Last night, last guy I went on a date with bit my face.
Nope. Absolutely not.
As he was walking me to my taxi after the pub, he bit my face like a zombie.
What the fuck? I feel like face biting has come up more than I think it should have in this podcast.
But you know what? If it comes up, not that it's ever acceptable to just bite people without their permission, but like if it's coming up in like a sexual scenario, like you are having sex, like you are in bed or something. But that is not this. I'm like, you are just walking around. Like, why? Right. Why? Absolutely not. Well, you know, Matilda has been biting me lately and she bit my face yesterday. Like bit me on the cheek, and I'm like, absolutely I said that to her. I was like, unacceptable behavior.
Right.
To the cat.
Matilda.
And also, even in a sexy situation, like I
the
like
face?
A bite here and there.
My face.
Right.
It ain't my face.
Like maybe a neck. Maybe like somewhere else. Inner thigh. Like not
my face.
Not the face.
No.
Mm-mm.
I don't even want you touching my face with your dirty fingers, let alone get your mouth on it. Woof. This is awful. Blech. All right. So this one goes, awesome date, very well dressed, very funny, very easy on the eyes. We clicked immediately and had a great time. Went to her place, had fantastic sex. The kind where you're laying on your back, panting slightly, and slick from sweat after you're done. I come out of the bathroom after cleaning up and she casually says, you can't stay tonight. My husband's a firefighter and he gets off at 6 a.m. and always comes straight home.
Listen.
Oh, I was so fucking angry.
Like, you cannot spring that shit on people. Stop it. Don't make me complicit in your cheating.
I know. I was so fucking angry. I couldn't see straight. I took several weeks of ignoring her texts and calls before she stopped trying to reach out to me. Isn't that
that's fucked.
Insane? That's fucked.
That's so terrible. Yeah, exactly. You can't make people complicit in that. You got to give them a heads up. Because in some cases, that might be a life-threatening situation.
Absolutely. Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Somebody you don't
comes
know
home
this
early,
guy.
You're not expectant. Exactly.
He's in a high adrenaline job too, so it's like, you know, I don't want that.
Okay, all right. I got one. He got his car towed after I told him not to park in that specific lot next to the place we were heading into. Proceeded to get absolutely shwasted after we discovered his car got towed at the bar I was working at during the time, and he got
not a good look.
86'd by the owner. I bought him an Uber home. He told me he loved me as he was getting inside the car.
Ew.
No.
No.
He got I love you drunk.
No.
You can't do
that with strangers. Yeah, but Cassie.
But not with stranger.
You can get I love you drunk with friends. That's how that goes.
That's right.
But not on a first date. Do you know how mortified I would be? That is a situation I could see myself getting into. Well, maybe not.
I never
did
pick up that car. I moved to a different state.
Yeah. If you drank so much with someone on a first date and then you're like, I love you at the end of the night. And then you wake up the next day and you're like, what did I do?
What reminds did I me do? Of the story I told not that long ago when she was like, when you would tell your teacher, call your teacher mom.
Lord. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
The Uber driver had to call me and said, never request a ride for someone else without telling the driver because my date was a dick. Dude got home and then proceeded to send me selfies of himself taking a shit. Oh, I deleted Tinder after that.
Fuck you.
Christina, what the fuck?
Absolutely not. What the fuck?
No,
ma'am.
Are
no,
you
sir.
Blackout? Like, that is that all of this feels like very blackout behavior. Like, that
get
is
a life.
Unhinged. No. Wow. Okay. This one will make you angry. Once I went on a marathon date with a guy who I actually liked. He kept extending the date and I didn't mind until after coffee at a coffee shop, dinner at a pizza joint, video games at an arcade, dessert at an ice cream shop, and drinks at a bar. I finally said it was nice and I'd love to do it again sometime, but it was late and I really needed to go home. That's a lot. And I'm down for
an
all day adventure.
Full day.
If you're having a good time, like down for an all day adventure.
Keep it going.
But at some point it's like, we gotta, you know, wrap it up.
Yeah. Don't live together.
Play the Oscars music.
Yes, exactly. Get out the giant hook, you know? Yeah. He tried to get me to go home with him or to let him come home with me or at least extend the date again. It had been 5 hours. I declined politely. When he finally figured out we would not be sleeping together on the first date, he started to panic in a really angry way. I got up to leave and he yelled, "You're not going anywhere," and grabbed my arm in like a vice grip.
I wish a motherfucker would.
Horrible.
Truly.
Thankfully, this drew the attention of everyone in the bar and the bouncers held him there while one of them escorted me to my car. I had bruises for a week. Thankfully,
I would flip a
fucking
table.
Scary. It's so scary.
The fury.
And this story was a response to, so I was on like one of the Ask Women, I think it was like an Ask Women Reddit, and a man was in there and he was just like, hey, question, like, why do you keep going? Like, I read so many of these dating stories and like, why don't you just like tell him you're done and like leave. And this was a response to that because it's like, because
hilarious.
You don't know. Like,
he just grabbed your arm, put bruises on it.
Right.
That's safe.
You don't know what it's going to be like if you tell somebody like I'm done with this date, you know? Okay. So
especially that guy, apparently.
Right. Well, exactly. And that's why she responded to it, because she's like, this is an example of a date that I thought was even going well. Like, it's not even like it was a bad date up until the end.
Yeah.
Thankfully, we had only spoken online and I didn't have to change my number, and we had met in a coffee shop, so he didn't know where I lived. This was a guy with normal social skills who I liked and up until that point wanted to go out on another date with. Imagine what might happen if he had been a guy who had had a gun, or God, what if we hadn't been in public? Guys sometimes get violent when rejected. You learn to reject them carefully for your own safety. Oof.
Yep. Yep.
That's... Wow.
I love a guy coming in his full chest out on an Ask Women subreddit.
Yeah.
Yeah. To his credit, he did respond, because he got a lot of responses of women sharing their stories like this. And he did respond and said something along the lines of, this is literally something I've never thought about. And I guess this is what male privilege is. So at least he knows.
Oh, well, so a lesson was learned here. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. All right. So... he called the waitress over by smashing his cup and saying, barmaid, more ale.
Get
wrecked. I said, you should apologize. And I went
Not
home.
Not only are you a misogynist, you are also a fucking nerd. Get out of here.
What in the Game of Thrones do you think is happening?
What in the D&D is your behavior, sir?
Listen, gross.
Woof.
And look, and I'm not even saying I don't have love for nerds, because I do, but I'm like, you cannot combine
who
being
do you think
like,
you is?
Truly.
We're like, in public.
Stop it. Stop it. This
you're
is embarrassing.
Embarrassing
you're not
yourself.
In a movie.
Exactly.
You're not in a movie, sir.
Okay, here we go. This was one of those situations where there's flirtation for years, and he finally asked me out on
a
date.
Oh, no. This can go like either the best it could ever be or the worst it could ever be. That's the only two options with this scenario.
Exactly. Driving home, his car got stuck in the snow. He got out and started pushing it, and then came back to the window and said he needed to use the bathroom. My house was a few minutes away on foot, so we left the car and walked to my place. He was in my bathroom for over an hour.
Blew that shit up. Blew it up.
He left the bathroom and told me, please do not follow me to my car. He couldn't even look at me, and we never went out again.
Dude.
Oh, no.
Is the most... Imagine how fucking disappointed you are. Like, you've spent years harboring this crush. The night before your date, you probably couldn't sleep. You were probably all, like, butterfly-y. You're like, it's going to be amazing, finally. And then... literally the date lasts an hour and a half. 1 hour of that is him taking a shit in your bathroom.
Oh my God. No.
Shoot me.
And he's just like, please don't follow me back.
Don't.
My car.
I'm good. I'm going to go jump off the bridge.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Oh, no.
I met a guy on Tinder. He looked like a bad boy, but I thought, what the heck? He's cute, so we met up for a drink. Right away, there was no spark, but to be polite, I stayed and hung out since he insisted on buying another round. I excused myself to go to the bathroom and see that my phone is exploding with text messages and voicemails from an unfamiliar number. It's his wife. She had kicked him out that day after he stole money from her, and in her messages, she tells me that he has 5 kids with 4 different women, including her, and various warrants out for his arrest. He owes thousands upon thousands in child support. Her little boy with him is 2 years old. I hightailed it out of the bar, called the wife, had a 2-hour conversation with her, and we have become good friends.
Wow.
She's an awesome girl and a great mom who just ran into some bad luck with the wrong guy. I took her out last weekend and bought her a big dinner to make up for the money he had stolen from her and spent on me. Happy ending.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow. Love that.
Women supporting women.
Exactly.
That's right.
There we go.
Okay. Okay. So I have a couple good ones. I'm going to do this one. Went to pick up a young woman for a second date. Walking up to the apartment door, I noticed a lot of people dressed in all blacks carrying black, carrying rifles. There were FBI signs on their backs. They asked me for my ID, why I was there, and suggested returning in a couple hours. The woman's brother was wanted for murder. I never went back.
Oh, no. Boy. No. Yeah.
seems like you got a lot going on right now. You know.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Okay.
Put a pen in it.
I don't know why this one makes me laugh as much as it does, but this is my favorite one that I have. Summer of 99. I'm home after my freshman year of college. First date with a girl I had been crushing on for like a year. Before I left the house, I went out and picked a flower from the garden.
Oh.
Arrived at her house to pick her up. Handed the flower to her, saying, I thought it would look pretty in her hair. She took the flower, put it in her hair. We got in the car, drove to the restaurant. We sat across from each other. I was admiring how beautiful the flower in her hair looked when suddenly I noticed the ants.
No, 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 oh no, get it off me.
And they're in your hair. Like, this day is over. I have to go home and wash my hair.
I hate ants. I fucking hate ants.
Because when they get on you
so much.
Like, when they get on you, it's never one either. Like, it's never one. You are going to be picking them off of you. Like,
I'm sweating, you guys.
Horrible.
Oh my
horrible.
God.
No.
I'm sweating.
Oh my God. Ants. Fucking awful. Ants.
Gross. Is that it, Christina?
That's it.
I'm sorry. You need to tell me more. Like, that person needs to tell me more. Like, what happened next?
I would have the scream that I would have scrummed.
There's just
it.
An ant trail, like, going down your neck, just like into your shirt. Okay.
My mom used to have those types of flowers, though. They're peonies, and they needed the ants because the ants helped to, like, open them up.
Yeah.
Like, ants are part of, like, their ecosystem that help them open up. Oh my God. I just am like literally hot, you guys.
Creepy crawlies, man. Creepy crawlies. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Ooh. All right. I have one last one. I met a guy on OkCupid and we decided to meet up for some pho. Everything was going well. We had a lot of similar interests. So we had a pretty solid conversation going. Between the broth and water I was drinking, I had to pee, so I excused myself for the restroom. As I walked past my date, slap. He slapped me so hard across my butt, everyone in the restaurant turned and stared at us. When I looked,
the next thing everybody heard was me punching him in his
face.
I don't think
is this an episode
myself.
Of Mad Men? Like, what are you fucking doing?
Like, hey, toots.
No.
When I looked down at him, he had a giant smirk across his face, and then he winked at me. I told him that was very, very inappropriate, grabbed my purse, and left. I have never felt so violated. That was the last OkCupid date I ever went on.
Yeah, that's not the vibe. That's
we
so
just
weird
met. We just met. Like, and it also, like, you have to establish, if you're doing that in a playful way, that is a relationship that takes time to establish, that is part of, like, how you interact with a partner. It is not something that you do to random girls that you just fucking met.
Right.
Mm-mm.
No.
Ugh. Oh, my gosh. Well, hey, if you guys have stories, be they short or long, you just want to reach out and say hello, go to our one-stop shop of a website. It's myworstdatepodcast.com, and we love you so much.
Cheers.